producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Together again here taking care of business with Jennifer Horn, and we've decided to bring Kara in to the fold. She'll feel smarter than all the rest of her friends because she's associated with us, because we're so mature and we have so much knowledge to pass on. So Kara Schulman sharing with Ken Kessler.
We pass knowledge like we pass gas around here.
Is that so? Speak for yourself, lady.
Very mature.
Very nice. Okay, so I'm looking at a seismological map of North Korea. The South Koreans appear to be somewhat concerned about the fact that little twerp from North Korea took a shot at perfecting a hydrogen bomb. So the first question people have today, well, it's nothing to worry about because it's not an atomic bomb. Really? So maybe we should get an expert on, Ken, to explain the difference between how many millions of people get killed using a hydrogen bomb versus how many millions of people get killed using an atomic bomb. What's the difference between the H-bomb and the A-bomb? How about that? Didn't have that when you were in chemistry or science class, right? You go back to, if you want to put two and two together, you go to this conversation I've been having for the last month or so since I went to the Deepak Chopra lecture about DNA and genomes and that sort of thing. And all of our DNA, the atomic particles, are carbon-based. And so in the case of this lunatic in North Korea, who is one of the people who would be dumb enough to do something like this, if allowed to. And I don't understand why. Okay, we're all over the Iranians because we don't want them to make an atomic bomb. Okay, got that. We now have this kid in North Korea who's been working on a hydrogen bomb. Apparently nobody's paying any attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. He's got some missiles. At the very least, he could get to Guam and blow that up. How do you feel,
we're
those of you listening?
Very distracted by the Middle East.
Yeah, we're all distracted by all of this nonsense.
Not that we shouldn't, but we shouldn't be closing our eyes to what he's doing in North Korea, because that guy is unpredictable.
Of course
and
he is.
Nasty.
He's a maniac. Yeah, he's crazy. And so the other solution to the problem would be to do the same thing with him that we did, that we should have done with Saddam Hussein, and we did do with Osama bin Laden. Send the SEALs in and bump them off. Then that's it. You're done. It's pretty easy to do.
Who's next, though?
Who's next? There?
Yeah.
The military are more in charge than you may think.
Don't forget, his dad wasn't so great. And now he's been there, and he's definitely not good.
But this kid is emotionally disturbed. And you can kind of see that even looking at pictures of him. He's an emotionally disturbed kid. And so, but how did he get control? And how is it that the people of North Korea still now with all of this, is there any social media, Kenny, at all in North Korea? Is there any knowledge about a lot of the Chinese try to keep social media out and they weren't successful? I'm betting that the government of North Korea wants to keep social media out of there, but can they be successful in doing that?
Yeah, I don't think they have. I don't think there are many computers for regular people in.
No, it's not. It's very much like Cuba was, or is even still. Not much. There's no infrastructure other than whatever the government controls. So, but I,
you read this book, very nice book.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for that.
But I don't want to read that one again.
No. Okay, good news. You want some good business news?
Yeah.
Good
sure.
business news. The American automotive industry is selling more cars than ever before.
Great.
The United States of America will sell almost 18 million new cars when the numbers come in for last year. The old record was 17.3 million set back in the year 2000. And now this year looks like close to 18 million, like 17.5 million cars will be sold. So that's good for lots of different businesses. It's not the same as the housing. The housing business is really an arbiter of how healthy the economy is. New car business, not so much. Cars are, it's so easy to finance them now, and the idea of you know, what do you do with the old car? They'll take them and give you. There's so much built-in profit that it's so much easier to get not only the cars themselves, but get financing for them. I mean, look at these ads. I was listening to an ad for the Honda dealer in my town yesterday. $89 a month.
Mm-hmm.
$89 a month. You can't go to dinner for $89 a month.
Right. If you have, like, because I know somebody, I'm not going to name names, who chooses,
oh, go ahead.
To, no, who oh, chooses on. To drive old jalopies. Why wouldn't you go get, like, and how about that? The 50s called, they want their word back, jalopies. But why wouldn't you
yes.
go and at least, I mean, I know people don't like to lease, and it's not the best option, but at least your vehicle will run.
Better.
It has a motor and a battery. Like, mm-hmm. it's $89 a month.
$89.
Go.
Yeah.
They're giving it to you.
Now, the other side of this is symptomatic of all of these cars being sold. Last year, there were only 14 million cars that were either traded in or junked. So that means there's 3 million more cars on the road this year than there was last year. Where are they going? How do they get there? Hello, welcome to the 405. Welcome to the Beltway around Washington. Welcome to the system that tries to keep you from driving in New York City or even any other major city. Try driving in London. Forget it. And so with all the cars on the road, great. Where are they going to go? There's more cars to be stuck in traffic. More cars to contribute to global warming because they're sitting on the highway idling.
Spewing, yeah.
Now,
what's interesting in California, Dougie, is that Governor Brown is trying desperately to sign pieces of legislation that will actually remove people, make it impossible for them to drive cars by 2045. He's got a, he didn't actually enable this tax. Schwarzenegger did. There's a new tax that kicked in that makes our gas even more expensive than being the most expensive gas in the country because of this tax from Schwarzenegger. But Governor Brown has got stuff in there that is going to make it almost impossible for cars to keep up with the emission standards. Mm. For he's going to drive people to mass transit, which would be fantastic if there was any mass transit to drive them to.
Okay.
There's not.
So here's,
it's lacking.
What's going on? My daughter and I were talking about this weekend because there's a new surface train that's going from the beach in Santa Monica into L.A. City, which is about 14 miles. And to do it in a car during rush hour, easy, an hour or more.
Right.
This train will do it in 25 minutes. And it's cost the taxpayers of L.A. County $1 billion to build this thing. At the moment, some people use it, but not a lot of people. You can, there's one that goes out to Pasadena, and there's another one that goes sort of north. There's a subway. No, what in God's name you build a subway in Los Angeles for? First earthquake, goodbye. But maybe that's the same thing you can say for the surface trains as well. But you're suggesting something that's pretty interesting. The forcing people in this country are supposed to have the freedom to make choices, even if they're bad choices. And people say, wow, if they're not in the public interest, then maybe we got to do something about it. And that's where government comes in and fixes everything. I don't want to ride in the train. I want to be able to drive my car as long as it's someplace to drive to and it doesn't take me forever to get there.
And here's the thing, that I'd actually love to ride in the train, but there's no plan for me to be able to do that. In
well, where you are, there's nothing out there. There's some buses that run out to where you are.
Well, the buses, this is another crazy fact with all of this. There was a new study that just came out. 1 in 5 people that use the bus system in L.A., if you're a female, or sexually abused or assaulted.
Oh, horrible. Dirty, and the bus driver's paying no attention to what's going on
like
the bus.
It's like Loserville.
And they got the big, the accordion buses now that carry up to 80 people.
They're dangerous. Yeah, and, they're totally dangerous.
I was in a bus. Thank you for reminding me of this. When I landed at Logan the other night, I took the bus out to get my rental car, and there were so many people in this bus. The system is so badly run that the driver couldn't see beyond the first person who's standing on the yellow line right next to him. Couldn't see in the mirror what was going up back of the bus. The people are screaming, "We need to get out of this stuff!" Guy couldn't hear anything. I finally piped up and I said, "Are you listening to the people on the back of the bus? They need to get off!" And everybody looked at me, and then, because they didn't hear the people in the back of the bus, practically screaming,
"Yeah,
get me away, I got to get off the bus, there's too many people." So anything can go on in the back of these buses, as you're suggesting. They can't see, they can't control.
Shown things, or they're touched, or, I mean, but 1 in 5.
Yeah.
Think about that, that's a lot of people.
Yep. Yeah, not a good scenario. Not a pretty picture. All right, here we are at 18 past the hour already on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Can you imagine?
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, we're back with conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen, Gentle Doug, as I'm referred to. The Gentle Ben show is based on my life. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not. Excited, though.
Well, really. I can see. You can hardly contain your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn on the Good
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
All right, so here we are with the My Three Songs contest for this Monday. Different artists that have not necessarily gotten together, but we've come up, Kenny and his brilliance, have found these songs, putting them together. He is putting them together. No, that's past. He already put them together. Anyway, so...
here they are.
Yes. Right.
These actually were suggested by Randy V, one of our wonderful listeners. He sent it in through Twitter.
All right. So, Randy V, thank you for this idea. And if you have an idea for how we would do the three songs contest to your liking, send it along, email or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Actually, though, if we send it along on Facebook, then
he
somebody would
win.
See it. No, yeah. I don't mean that.
Oh, on Twitter.
Somebody would see it on Twitter, right?
That's why you got to follow us on Twitter. See, you get an in to the
little
contest.
In. Right, okay. All right, let's get started here. First song is by Billy Idol called The Rebel Yell. Big hit in the UK and the US. Released in 84, re-released in 85. A couple of years ago, VH1 named the song as one of the top 100 hard rock songs of all time. And it's not one of my faves, mostly because of that. But it fits in here. I know you do. It's an age thing, Jennifer.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Here's the first one, Billy Idol and Rebel Yell. Second one is Alicia Keys. Empire State of Mind Part 2.
Randy V, by the way.
This is what?
Very creative, this contest.
Right, Randy V is the listener who sent us the idea. Jay-Z's number one hit, Empire State of Mind. She is featured on that as well. It wasn't actually released as a single. A massive hit in the UK, not in this country, being one as a single. Most downloaded, most successful single ever for Alicia Keys, interestingly enough.
See my face tonight, saw my name among his bound.
wrong way.
All right, so that's the second song. Third one, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. This should be all excited about this. On the Dark Side, first and only top 10 hit, which appeared on the soundtrack to Eddie and the Cruisers. 1984. Thanks to the repeated airings on HBO of this movie, the song was number one on the charts for five consecutive weeks. A couple more top 40 hits for the group. The songs were featured on movie soundtracks, Rocky IV, for example, Something About Mary, and Dumb and Dumber. So, what's going on here? I must tell you that if I were trying to put this together, I never would have been able to.
Never.
You would never, ever, ever.
But if you think about the biggest news story in the entertainment world over the last month, year, you'll figure this.
Well, what's it? We explain it, because I'm sure nobody's going to figure it out. We only got a 30-second window here. So explain that, Jennifer. What did you? What
well,
did you
there's a tie-in to the most popular movie of the year, for sure.
Yeah? Okay, keep going. I mean, this, because we don't have a winner.
Oh,
most
all right.
Most popular movie of all time.
Of all time. All right, so these would be songs. Should I give it away?
Yeah, yeah.
That are in the iPod of Kylo Ren in Star Wars. Yeah.
Right.
See,
yep.
Empire State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Empire.
Get
Empire.
It?
Rebel Yell.
Side,
Rebel
side.
Yell. Yeah. Dark Side. See? Yeah.
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 Right.
See what we did there? I think it's pretty clever.
There. All right. Coming up, a primer on how to use the Powerball to your advantage. Right now, though, it's time for you to think about adopting a pet. Not a good idea to make a real quick decision, says Warren Eckstein.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stephens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/today, Twitter at Good Day, Katie and Doug. Twitter at okay. Good Day. Well, to listen to the public consumer of Twitter, Twitter is on its way out. I thought Facebook was on its way out and Twitter was the replacement. But now it's Instagram that will replace everything. And after that, it'll be Pinterest. And then it'll be the pimple on your butt. That's what's going to happen in social.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is a little gross.
It's a little gross. Speaking of things that are gross, the armed group that seized that wildlife reserve in Oregon, what do they want? They're asking for a change in U.S. policy to return federal lands to the control of ranchers and local governments. You know what? I'm with them.
I'm surprised you're being critical of them because
I'm being critical. How am I being critical of them?
I think we're all kind of critical.
Maybe.
I wasn't critical of them. They haven't done anything that hurt anything. They're in a building that belongs to the taxpayers. I have a problem with what they're doing.
What? They took it over by force with weapons.
Well. And I thought there was nobody there.
It will be bad if anybody tries to do anything about it.
Well,
yeah, but no one's going to try to do anything about it. This is going to go on for as long as they want it to go on.
Well, but yesterday they made a comment, and I think that they are softening up because...
it's cold.
Well, no.
They're freezing.
They're out of power.
They're getting the attention that they wanted, and the public is
the issue.
In part behind them on the issue.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I think, I can't remember exactly what his statement was, but he basically said that I could see a time where we could, you know, go home because the public is kind of getting hit to this.
Yeah, the public.
I mean, truly, no one would have paid attention to this had this not happened.
Not right. But, so maybe the tactics, Kenny, weren't right, but under the circumstances, to understand that the federal government owns about half of all the land in the western states, and they regulate the grazing, and they tell you, you keep no trespassing signs everywhere in these national wildlife refuges. Screw that. We paid for it. What do you mean, no trespassing?
But if these guys in this building were named Muhammad, you'd be saying vomit.
Oh, I would say that? No, I wouldn't say that. No, not at all.
Well, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be. I would. I mean, it's different.
Because they wouldn't have the same approach. They wouldn't be concerned
be
about the
people.
Same things. Then maybe I'd be saying bomb it. But in this circumstance, I believe, even though Kenny's right, you have use of questionable tactics, but under the circumstances, they are right.
It's not questionable tactics. It's illegal terrorist tactics.
Well,
but the government is the...
If you give them any credibility, this is going to keep happening over and over.
I'm giving them credibility because I think
killed.
The government's wrong in how they control
the
all these public lands. They're wrong.
The government is the people. The government isn't the guys that, you know, I mean, the government is the people. And this guy that's in jail now was given a sentence for burning his land. He was put in jail. He served a sentence. He was released. And then they went back and got him again?
Yeah.
How is that... How is that legal or fair?
Wrong. But Kenny is right in that
it's not a
breaking
great way
the law.
To go about
but
it,
why
sure.
is the law there in the first place? It's up to us to change the law.
No,
you don't like it? I don't like it. Change it.
You can't take over a federal building by force with weapons in America.
But that's not what they're trying to do. This is land.
But that's what they did.
No, they didn't. Well, that building that really isn't. The important issue here isn't the building. It's the land and the lack of. I told you the story of my dealing with that arrogant little you-know-what. When I was trying to use federal land that had been used as farmland, and the federal government just came in and took it over and said, no, we decided we're not going to let farmers use it anymore. We're going to let the birds use it. We're driving American farmers and ranchers right off the cliff
with
government policy all over the place. It's aimed at putting small farmers out of business, thanks to Monsanto and Dow and all these other people that are trying to run the small people out of business so they can control everything. And that's what's going on here.
You know, a year or two ago, you had the Occupy protesters who weren't even armed, who were getting beaten and maced and thrown in jail.
You know, yep. But here's
wait a minute. Let me finish this thought. Hold on a minute, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Well,
and these guys are not just being given a pass, but they're being seen as credible, and they've taken over this building with weapons, and they have threatened that that people will get hurt if anybody tries to get them out of there.
Well,
have been people that have Montel Williams, one of them, who have said that the National Guard needs to go in there and kill these people. If anyone said that about those Occupy people, that we need to go in and just kill them, do you think it would never happen? That would never be allowed. There's a double standard. We make fun of the farmers. I don't know, but he is.
We don't. We do not have any respect for American agriculture.
No.
And before you know it, we're not going to be able to, never mind, be the food basket of the world.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to provide enough food to feed ourselves.
We're hoping for chicken from China. But, you know, to this point about making fun of them, instead of dealing with what these guys are talking about or dealing with the issues, instead on social media, a bunch of stuff has been trending, you know, about making fun of these guys as being hicks and idiots because they're out there. They have
because
a real point
that
they're trying to get attention.
Anybody who makes their living on the land is a hick. What's the right way to get attention so that people pay attention to this serious issue? If we can't, if this isn't the right way to do it, what is?
I don't know what the right way is, but I know what this is wrong.
Okay.
This is terrorism, and we're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
But we're talking about you're legitimizing them.
I am legitimizing.
Look at the protesters who get all the attention all throughout the history of this country.
It's the only way you bring about change. Nobody pays any attention to you if you don't protest.
Right. Unless you are almost radical, you don't get any attention.
Look at the marches in 1964. How do you,
where
do you think that change
Jesse
came
Jackson.
From? You're going to let everything go the way it was? There's never been any change.
They stir the pot.
Look at the American Revolution, for God's sake.
Sure.
That's why these people call themselves patriots, and yet we roll over. Oh, well, things are different now. The government's in charge. Screw the government. The government isn't in charge. You are the government.
But that's the message, is that the feds, they want all the ranchers to know that they are ruling
the
roost and that they can come in and protect their land all the time. These guys have said they don't want to hurt anybody. They just want
to... It isn't in their interest to hurt anybody or anything. They need the land to use. The government is squeezing farmers out of their land. And there's no thinking. I went to Senator, what's his name? He used to be a congressman, Markey. And I said to him, What are you doing to try to understand or balance out the use of federal lands so that farmers can use them, so that we aren't able to produce enough food anymore? We need access to more land. And he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, oh, I don't know. We'll have to study it. I mean, there's this kind of stuff that is, these people are so clueless when it comes to things that are, this is what you eat, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you sustain yourself. And there is a concerted effort to get you to eat more garbage so that you can get sick, so they can sell you some pills.
Right.
And then it just is like a round robin. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of a conspiracy, that's all right. Well, let's talk to Ron Hoffman about that in a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in Mo 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us. He comes on board whenever we have questions about legal issues. I also said in my prior remarks about him, the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. Just for a moment, Steve, talk about the sorts of things that were new this year and what people had to guard themselves against starting in this new year, because these people are very creative, as we know.
Yeah, one of the worst is, you know, I think what Mark Twain said, the opposite of progress is Congress. And so Congress passed a law at the end of the year, didn't get a lot of play in the media, to allow private collection companies to collect income taxes on behalf of the IRS. So what this means is people will now legitimately be getting calls from collection companies collecting on behalf of the IRS. Now, for the last few years, we've been telling people, and hundreds of thousands of people have fallen for this scam, of someone being called, they say they're from the IRS and you got to pay immediately or there's going to be some jail penalty or financial penalty. Well, now we always used to say, well, just you ignore them because the IRS will never call you. However, Congress decided against the IRS's wishes, because this kind of a program has been done before, twice. It didn't work. It didn't bring in money, but they're doing it again, and it's going to make a lot of people susceptible to scams, as the scammers will also be calling saying that they're from the IRS and you got to pay. So the way around it is, no matter how legit it sounds, if you get a call, if you think there may be something to it, you contact the IRS, and good luck in getting a phone number, because they don't answer their phone.
Right, exactly. All right, a couple of million Americans who are hooked on prescription painkillers may have some relief. Actually, last year, about 250, 260 million prescriptions written for painkillers. If you do the math, it's almost one for every American. It certainly would cover every American adult. So in West Virginia, they're trying to solve this problem, allowing addicts to sue the doctors who get them hooked. How much of a chance do they have at winning in this case?
You know, when you first listen to this, Doug, it sounds like it's something that's in the realm of the bizarre. But the more you look into it, and the more abuse that there is by physicians of just churning out drug prescriptions to people without really examining the people, monitoring the people, getting informed consent from these people, yeah, this is something that is going to be cracked down on, both to save people's lives and to save some money. So I do think there is some real legal basis to this. You know, it can obviously be done to the extreme, and not everyone who has become hooked on drugs is going to be able to successfully sue their physician, nor should they be able to be. On the other hand, there are physicians who are improperly diagnosing and prescribing these drugs, and what they're doing is medical malpractice, and they should be legally held responsible. So there'll be some of the outrageous stories on the sides of, gee, this poor doctor is getting sued by someone who, a patient that played the system, but there are going to be plenty of bad doctors who have been just hooking people on these drugs for money that are going to find themselves hooked in court.
West Virginia has the highest rate of overdose deaths in the country. And so, and
Steve, could this go back to the pharmaceutical companies to get the doctors to try and push their drugs on these people?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, kind of, Rich, when there have been some cases that are in their infancy against the gun manufacturers companies, because what they do is they will flood certain states where it's real easy to get guns with more guns than those states can use, then knowing that there's going to be black marketing these guns up to other states. Well, yeah, I think there is going to be looked into some responsibility of the manner in which the drug manufacturers themselves are manufacturing so many, understanding that there really isn't a legitimate market for as many as they're pushing out. So it'll be a tougher case, but this is something that I think the federal government does have the stomach to do, and actually I applaud them for it.
All right, 30 seconds on the Oregon standoff, legality.
Yeah, the legality part's easy. They don't have a right to be there, and a little forbearance to, wait them out is probably going to be the best thing. But there really should be some kind of examination of what kinds of uses of public land the public are able to do.
Thank you, because we paid for it. Thank you. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of some of the items of interest and import legally this week, 21 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a plan, you don't have a job, you don't have anything except the clothes on your back. You were a big fish in a small pond, but this here is the ocean, and you're drowning. Take my advice, go back to Puddleville, you'll be happy there.
Tidal waves don't beg forgiveness, crashing on their way.
It occurred to me then that perhaps the reason for my growth was that I was intended for larger things. After all, a giant man can't have an ordinary size life.
Snowflake bones.
Pearl Jam does the movie music from Big Fish, Man of the Hour.
The biggest fish in the river gets that way by never being caught.
This must have been a, is this an animated movie, Chucker?
No, it's a Tim Burton movie. Danny DeVito is in it, Ewan McGregor. It was a movie.
Really? All right, I don't remember it. Number one movie, though, this week in 2004, so that's of significance. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We'll review what he thinks of the Golden Globe movie winners from last night and what did well at the box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Other than Ricky Gervais is a dirtbag, and they've invited him back, that tells you something about what they think of the American audience, this Foreign Press Association. It was a comfortable, nice evening to see the visiting going on between the stars and the takes and that sort of thing. But in terms of movies, Chuck, Garrett, what did you think of the winner like Revenant and the way The Martian I was happy won, but I don't think I was happy with much of anything else there. Jennifer.
Well, I thought Sylvester Stallone, you clearly see a lot of love in the room for him.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the best moment. I was really glad he won. The bottom line is, that is without a doubt the best award show in terms of a telecast. Mm. I mean, it's quick moving. It's, for the most part, entertaining. They allow people to speak so long. They keep it moving along. I guess The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, has put itself in the forefront to be a major Oscar player. I went to see it the Saturday night, and it really made me glad to have electric heat. and a warm bed when I went home. It's a very, very violent movie. I don't think you'd react well to it, Doug.
No.
When I went to see it, I saw it at 11 o'clock at night Saturday. There was about 40 people in the audience. 6 people walked out of the theater because it is a violent, brutal, grueling movie. Having said that, I thought it was absolutely captivating. I was totally into it, 2.5 hour running time.
Yeah.
And I think over time, I think in 20 years, a lot of people will be calling the movie a classic.
Really? I thought it was nice.
It is not for all tastes. And
no.
It did $38 million, which is almost double what it was projected to do.
Really?
It came in second, yes.
All right, why don't you go through what the box office totals were then for the weekend?
Star Wars The Force Awakens, number one for the fourth straight weekend, $41 million, $812 million in
just
4 weeks.
Just domestically, yeah.
Just domestically. The Revenant, $38 million in its opening weekend. That's a good start. Although its budget's $135 million, so this film has to perform to get its money back. Daddy's Home, the comedy with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, plays third, $15 million. $116 million, 3 weeks solid. A new horror film called The Forest opened at $13 million on a $10 million budget. Not bad. And Sisters ran out the top five.
All right, so the nice kibitzing going on between the stars, kind of what you watch, at least that's what I wanted to see. I want to see them interacting. It was nice. You could tell there was love between Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio as they were talking from all the way back to the Titanic. That was a nice touch. It was nice to see some of the other people visiting, the winners visiting with each other. I thought it was interesting to see Stallone talking to Harrison Ford, who just brought whatever class there was to the movie. Isn't it interesting how that happens? Now, these guys, what I was surprised is that Clint Eastwood wasn't there. Some of the other big sort of traditional stars weren't in the audience. Are you surprised at that?
You know, they probably have to travel. Not all of them want to travel unless they're nominated. You know, speaking of Clint Eastwood, I did a revival last night of Dirty Harry from 1971.
Yeah.
And it was great watching that on the big screen again. I love that film.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you, Trucker. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.